Dave, why did you start smoking marijuana?
Ah, hell, not this again.
Dave, why did you start smoking marijuana?
Well, a lot of my friends started to smoke marijuana. And it took a while for them to convince me, but finally, you know, they said it was pretty cool. So I said, okay, let me try it. So, the first time I smoked, I was going to summer school taking driver's ed. And we smoked, and I became real dizzy and happy, kind of carefree. And we would just laugh, and we felt pretty good. We were hitchhiking, and kind of, well, it's hard, you know, I like to give demonstrations, but it's hard since you can't see me. But we would just sit by the road, hitchhiking and laughing. We went into school and listened to him talking to us. Wow, everything was pretty cool, you know, just sat there, taking it all in, you know. We were laughing and all. The second time I smoked, wow, I got really knocked out. Couldn't even stand up. My whole body was just some kind of a sensation, really hard to describe. And I had to crawl home, you know, on my knees and my hands. Wow, I dug every minute of it. So I got home. Well, after that, you know, I like constantly smoked. And like I used to drink a lot of beer, you know, back when you used to go to the dance with your girl and drink beer and fight and shit, which was cool too. Well, I smoked more and more. First it was just like you got out of school and wow, where's my joint? You smoked and I became less active. Like I would like to just sit around and talk and listen to records. And then I started, when I was older, then like I hitchhiked like to New York City and all. And you know, my relationship with my parents wasn't so good even back when I drank beer. When I turned on the grass, I was honest with my parents. Well, I come from a broken home, and I live with my mother. So I was brought up in a home without a father. So like I had a lot of power in my family. Like I dominated my mother so I could get away with things. You know, like a lot of other kids couldn't because they came from a home with two parents. Wow, who cares? Even with the old man, I would have been as wild as ever. But I smoked it. I wanted to be stoned all the time, man. And just listen to the records. And the records that were coming out, wow, great, you know. And like, when the Beatles first came out, I'll use the record, I Want to Hold Your Hand. The whole style started changing. Like, we got out of the old Cadillac, Elvis Presley sideburn, greasy hair, raccoon style type thing. And then we got in. Everybody grew their hair, wow, the Beatles. And some people decided to remain primitive. Yeah, what is the question?
How many tokes the first time? Excuse me. The first time you smoked marijuana.
Robinson.
The first time you smoked marijuana, how many tokes did it take for you to get stoned?
Okay, wow. Before I even had it in my mouth, I was knocked out of my mind. Just had it up there, and wow, I was addicted. I'm sorry, I got a little carried away. The first time I smoked it, it took, I'd say, 30 tokes. Now, a toke is, let's say, slang for a drag, which is also slang. Let's say for inhaling a substance. And it took around 30 of these inhales. Breathe it in, forced it down into your lungs. You made a sound something like this. And then you held it in as your eyes slowly became bloodshot and your head just kind of exploded. Your eyes got real big, like, and you blew it out, which made a noise like this. Wow, you felt great.
Now how many times does it take for you to get stoned?
Well, now it takes a lot less. Like I can smoke maybe three drags of the drug marijuana and get pretty high. Now I've just brought up the word high. Well, there's lots of different highs. There's lots of different levels.
When you first started smoking hash, was it like a different stone from marijuana?
Yeah. Well, hash is a concentrated form of marijuana. And it's a lot more potent. I think it's taken from the flower or the pollen of the marijuana plant, and it's like compressed into cubes, and then there's various different colors and sizes. It's like they come in grams, which are maybe the size of a thumbnail, you know. It depends on the person who's selling it, really. Or they can get them in big ounces, which are really nice, you know. And there's like blonde hash, which is a lighter color, and there's darker hash. But it is definitely more potent than marijuana.
What is the effect of the up drugs?
Okay, well, after experimenting with marijuana and hash, I got into drugs which you could purchase illegally from, let's say, your neighborhood drugstore. And these consisted of the uppers and the downers. Now, up drugs would be like amphetamines, also called speed. And they come in such forms as the regular dexedrine-type tablets, which your mother would use if she was on a diet trying to lose weight. So it's pretty much of a housewife kick. Lots of housewives use it to get them up in the morning, get them going so they can do their housewife-type chores. Now the downers, and all it gives you is like, it's like artificial energy. It just gives you a lot of energy. And by taking an overdose, you can get these like, you're just really speeded up. And your body, you feel good and you talk fast. And, you keep on talking, you want to talk a whole lot. And everything, you feel, it's like a feeling extra happy. And you jump around. Now the downers are the exact opposite of this. They give you a sort of bodily type euphoric feeling, and they just kind of bring you down. You know, you just lay around and you're real slow, and it's weird. It's just weird.
Did you enjoy taking these drugs?
Yeah. Well, I really like speed. Like, you can get speed, like, big shipments of, like, crystal methadrine, which, well, this is before I started using the needle, but, well, we'll get into that. Just with the pill-type drugs, I really like speed a lot, because I'd talk, you know, I'd really feel great, you know, and it, I feel like, wow, really I'm on top of the world, you know, and I really know what's going on, and, you know, I really know myself, wow, I like everybody, you know, it's like you want to express how much you like everyone, and it's not just in one set of people, you just want to say, wow, I love you to anybody that passes by, you know.
What are the dangers of taking speed?
Okay, let's see, dangers of taking speed. Well, after a while I started using needles, which is just the regular hypodermic type needle that you've probably all seen in your doctor's office. And it's just, it's a thing called mainlining. You take a drug like crystal methadrine, and you mix it up on a spoon, and it's a white powder, and it's pretty much the same as your doctor would do it. And you inject the needle into your vein and shoot the drug in. Now, pretty soon the drug will rush through your veins and hit this part of the body, let me think. I think it could be in the brain. And with that, you get a real rush, which is really hard to describe unless you've experienced it. So, it's a good...
What are the physical effects after you've taken speed for a while?
Well, as I said, it's artificial energy. In other words, it's man-made. So you like it a lot, so you can get hung up with it, which is like carried away with it. And it takes control of you rather than you know, having control of it. Now, you use up all this energy in such a short period of time, and so when the drug wears off, you're knocked out, you're real tired, you're grouchy. And whereas while you're on the drug, and you know, you have this great feeling towards other people, when you come down, it completely reverses, and you really hate everyone. And, you know, you're only really concerned with yourself because you feel so miserable. And it's best just to be by yourself, really, and be in the, climb into bed until you fall asleep. But if you take a large dose of speed, which is maybe, well, let's say if you had with capsules, and they were 15 millimeter, and you took around 5 of them, or 6 of them, and then when you came down, it's like, it's really a horrible feeling.
Does speed kill any parts of your body? Does it damage anything in your body?
Well, yeah, I suppose it could after a long period of time. First of all, you don't eat while you're on speed. Well, there's a lot of thing about, like, with brain cells, such drugs like barbiturates, and, which a lot of these drugstore type highs will destroy brain cells. Glue will destroy brain cells. I'm not really sure about speed, whether it destroys brain cells. It probably does.
What's the different effect from smoking marijuana and dropping acid?
Wow! Really, quite a leap there. Well, then all of a sudden, LSD came out, Timothy Leary. Actually, LSD had been around for a long time. They had experimented with it in various colleges and in, let's call them hip regions of the United States, such as in the old beatnik hangouts, like in Greenwich Village, I'm sure. And a lot of these authors tried out such hallucinogenic drugs like LSD and mescaline. Now, when all the kids, like in the, let's say, in the high school age bracket started experimenting with grass, it was only natural that, well, since LSD became a part of this drug type generation, it's only natural that they would look for something better because, like, first of all, most of them had started out with drinking beer, so then they wanted to try out grass. Well, then they heard, wow, there's something better than grass, and they said, is there? I might as well try it out. So this is how most people would, this is how I got into taking LSD. At first, it scared me, and I wouldn't take it because of the ill effects that I had heard about it, like the chromosome damage and brain chance of becoming mentally ill. But I overlooked these facts, and I went ahead and took it anyway. Now then, I must say, there were some of the best time it was that I've ever, in my whole life probably, if I can remember back, the times on LSD were like the most fun that I'd ever had. But it's such, you have to be in the LSD state all the time to really be able to say they were the best times of my life because they were.
What did you feel like when you were on LSD?
Well, I had many different highs from LSD. You know, you hear about the good trip and the bad trip. Well, when I first got LSD, it wasn't very strong. And it was like really, I saw really beautiful hallucinations, real colorful. And man, I really loved everyone. You know, like we did in big groups of people and all your friends were there. Wow, you just stared at them. You felt really great. It was like being in a fantasy land. And you just sat back and you were so comfortable, you know. And all the music, you heard it as you never have heard it before. And the trees would just come alive. All the noises you heard. Wow.
Does LSD do something to your sensory system?
Oh, yeah, your sensory system. Since LSD is a hallucinogenic drug, you're naturally going to see hallucinations. Now, hallucinations consist of, like, deformalities of reality. Like, if you look at a car, the whole structure would become wavy. Oh, and you feel like you have great strength on LSD. I remember one time I saw this car there, and I tried to pick it up, And you know, like when you read in the paper about guys who stand on the highway and, you know, hold out their hands and try to stop a truck that's speeding towards them at 60 miles an hour. I could say, yeah, I experienced something like that when I tried to pick up the car, and I felt really bad that I couldn't.
Does, when you're on LSD, can other people tell?
Well, anybody that would be looking at me could naturally know that I had not just had a martini in this thing. And I had not just... I was jumping around. You could say I regressed back into my childhood. I was, let's say, the age of 2 months. 2 months. I could have regressed back into age. I could have went back into my childhood. Oh, my eyes. Well, my eyes are like, on LSD, they're real wide. Dilated. Real bloodshot. You know, bloodshot and red, just staring straight ahead. I just opened them real wide, like, kind of like it was opening my eyes. Wide.
Is it true that when you're on LSD that you enjoy music better?
Well, I've never... First of all, LSD distorts reality. Thank goodness. music is completely different from when you would hear it normally. In fact, I find it very hard to listen to music now unless I'm really stoned on such a drug like LSD. Because the music can take control of your hallucinations and the whole room would become waving around like to the beat of the music. And you hear every sound. Everything is real audible to your ears. You pick up every little thing. You know, and some of these good records that are coming out now, why they have, was psychedelic, is like they're supposed to blow your mind while they were on this drug, all these weird noises, like what the Beatles were experimenting with, and the Rolling Stones and the other big groups, and especially the Mothers of Invention.
What made you decide to shoot heroin?
Well, I kept on doing LSD. I don't know really how many times I've done it. I really lost count. It's been, well, 50 is a large number, and I'm sure it's been way over 50 times. And I kept on saying, like, I wanted to quit because it started really getting to me. I really liked it a lot. And I just couldn't get rid of it because, wow, it was so good. But then one of my old friends came back from California, which was really one of the hipper regions of the United States then. And he had been experimenting with drugs a lot heavier than I had. Like, he had been using needles and had been using the drug speed, like crystal methadone, in real large quantities. And you'd call them speed freaks. Really kind of weird people, like. And, well, he came back and he got some junk. Now, junk, that's a slang word for the drug heroin, which is supposed to be, you hear, the ultimate in drugs because it's the most powerful, dangerous one. You know, you think of heroin and junkies and you go, gosh. And you were learning about it when you were a kid, knew that these people were the kind of people you didn't want to grow up to be, and they were real sad. You read about them in the newspapers and how they were carried off to jail and the rehabilitation centers that they had, and you saw movies about it. So he showed me the little cap. It comes in a regular cap, like normal medicine cabinet pills. And it's white. And it can be darker shades of white. And like heroin is not really, there's a lot of drugs stronger than heroin. Like heroin is comes from the drug morphine. And morphine is the more potent drug. It's like, heroin is just one of morphine's sisters, it's called. So, but most people, like morphine they use in war and doctors use it for wounded patients because it's a painkiller. And like a lot of people out of the army will become addicted to morphine. but it will be like a legal addiction, and they'll have prescriptions so they can obtain the drug from their doctor. But heroin, Reese introduced me to heroin, and I said, no, thanks, not for me. But then I watched him shoot up for the first time, and I watched the needle. And it really impressed me, you know. Not, he didn't really impress me, but it was just watching the needle and on it. And, you know, wow, I said, yeah, it's kind of cool, you know, even though it was really kind of sickening. And the blood was coming out, and I was just watching and saying, wow, hey, come on up here, guys. There's a couple other guys over. Come on, watch this. So Reeves was kind of a show-off, you know. And he'd say, well, wait a minute, I already shot it up, but I'll shoot some water up for you. So everybody would gather around Reeves. And he'd shoot up and show it to him again. They said, wow, yeah, kind of neat. So then Reeves said, yeah, you want to try it, you know. Reeves is that type of a guy. You know how they'd say it in a real grim voice, like a little chuckle after they say it. And you say, well, I don't know. You know, he says, come on, man, don't be chicken. And you say, I'm not a chicken, of course. Okay, I'll try it. So you're scared, you're shaking all over. Well, I always used to be scared of shots. Like, if you got shots when you were a little kid, always dug it, you know, going down to your doctor and getting, say, your vaccination shots and say, wow, mommy, when do I go get my shots?
What did it feel like when you were on this drug?
Well, heroin. First of all, one fun part of it is just injecting it into you. Like, it's a little ritual. You put it in a spoon, and you cook it, and you put some cotton in to get rid of all the particles. And you stick the needle in, draw the drug into it, the syringe, then you tie around your arm. Wow. We gotta get some junk tonight. And your veins kind of pop out. And you inject it, put the needle into your vein, you know, and it feels good. You think it would hurt, but the blood is like steel, cold steel in your arm. And the blood's running through, and then you let it go, you know, loosen the tourniquet. Drug flows into your veins. And it's like, I heard a good description of it, like, first of all, heroin is a down drug. Remember I told you about the effects of that, and you get kind of down, and you're not really happy, but you're not really sad. And, well, it was so much fun shooting it in. You lay back and listen to records, and you don't feel like talking that much. But, you know, you're not really mad at anyone. And you just... Oh, well, you can get sick off heroin, because first of all, your body rejects any unknown substances that it doesn't agree with. So when the first times you do it, you're bound to get sick, and you're just lay down. And once in a while, get up. You drink water and all. And then pretty soon your body will get used to the drug if you do it more often and maybe increase the dosages. And it's pretty soon your body accepts it, you know. And you can... Then this is how you get higher doses and how you can become addicted to the drug. So you have to shoot more and more of the drug in order to get high, because your body accepts it more and more and begins to take over your vital organs. In fact, to the ultimate in addiction would be that your body, and heroin is one of the few drugs that is physically addicting, and your body needs it just to sustain like itself. Like, you need it just to get up in the morning and go to work. And it's like, it takes over your whole life. You live for the drug heroin, because you need it just to live and get up in the morning because of the fear of withdrawal. Also death. Withdrawal is supposed to be one of the meanest type of feelings you can experience. I've never experienced it, but the only way I know is because of movies and what I've read. But it's just like, it's, well, I don't know, there's a good record out that describes it. It's called Cold Turkey. The reason I call it cold turkey is you get bumps all over your body and you become the sweat. and it, you look like, your body looks like, the skin looks like what a cold turkey would look like, you know, in your refrigerator. And, oh, it's a feeling of, like, wanting to be born again, or wanting to be dead. And it lasts roughly, the hardest part of it, maybe 3 weeks, 3 days. But the hardest part is the psychological addiction to it, which is my problem, too. Because after you've been a junkie for so long, and this drug has just ruled your entire life, and you sit back and say, okay, it's all over with. Now, what am I going to do tonight? And wow, that's the hardest part, because, like, you can get it any time. A lot of people who get out of rehabilitation centers like Lexington and Fort Worth, just the train that leads away from the center, pushers will meet them on the train and say, wow, here's your first fix, and they accept it, you know, really happily, because that's what that's the first thing they think about once they get out. So addiction to drugs is a real problem now. And once a junkie, you're always a junkie. Like, an ex-junkie is still a junkie.
How long does it take for heroin to affect you?
Well, once the drug is injected into your vein, it's almost immediate since it comes direct contact with your insides. Like for LSD, these drugs have to dissolve and, you know, start to influence your brain and all. And but with heroin, since it's so quick, it's like instant high. I'd say probably give it 30 seconds for its full effect. But it takes, well, for a junkie, another thing I forgot to say, junkies don't no longer take the drug to get high. They just take it to be able to be alive. They no longer get high off of the drug. They just become normal.
How do you get your money to buy your drugs?
Well, let's see now. When I first started taking drugs, I had a job up at Hot Shop's cafeteria where I was making about $1.40 an hour. And I'd pull in maybe $40 a week, something like that, or work part-time. And I'd spend, probably back in those times, at least half of the paycheck on dope. Like, you'd buy an ounce of grass, a couple of tabs of acid, some speed, and then you'd buy stuff that went along with dope, because you'd have to buy your clothes. Once you started taking drugs, you had to buy clothes, drug clothes, you know, and records. And they all went along with the same thing, so you blew your whole paycheck, really, on drugs, might as well. Maybe, well, once in a while, I took out a girl, but then, well, you just bought drugs for the day anyway. Not lately. Oh, wow. We've been having ladies' purses. Also, well, you know, once I started taking drugs, I didn't really want to work. Wow, I hated work. So I just, you know, didn't work, and I didn't really get allowance because my parents wanted me to work, and I said, well, you got to work to get an allowance, or you have to do some kind of work around the house, and I didn't really want to do anything. So I'd have to take money from my sister, and if she found, you know, I'd say, well, I'll pay you back, and then I wouldn't really pay her back because I got too much in debt, and I'd steal it from my mom's purse when she wasn't looking, you know. I felt bad, but it went away, you know. Once I got the drug and I got stoned on it, it didn't really matter anymore. And, selling things, new records, I might have sold traded records for maybe a tab of acid, you know, let somebody trade a girlfriend. Really got desperate sometimes.
Do you think you got to know yourself better by smoking marijuana or taking any of these drugs?
Yeah, I guess so. Huh. Yeah, you read articles about getting to know yourself written by psychiatrists and who is the real you. And you find out, you become more open-minded, and everything becomes more clearer to you, you know, once you start taking drugs. I guess, you know, I'm not sure how I would have been if I had never taken drugs, what I would have been like now. I could say I would have been just the same whether I had taken any drugs or not. It's just that I wouldn't have all this drug knowledge. But I would still have been the same guy, even if I had just stuck with beer. But since I did, well, there were times I was really unstable on drugs. I completely forgot who I was entirely. And I didn't really care either. Because, and then again, I might have adopted somebody else's personality just because I thought, well, mine's not good enough. But I can say, so it's really hard to say whether drugs really get to, you get to know yourself better. I would venture to say it doesn't really matter.
Do you ever regret taking any of the drugs you've taken?
Oh. No, not at all. I feel pretty good now. Why should I regret it?
Do you think you've become physically addicted to any of these drugs?
Nah, it's all psychological. You know, it's all in the mind, that sort of thing. Yeah.
If you had your teenage life to live over again, do you think you'd live it differently or the same by taking drugs?
I think I'd really like to live it.